It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're thunderstruck here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. That was a great show in the first hour. Sorry about the confusion with the schedule and everything. We got it all taken care of. We pulled it out. It's all good. Now I want to talk about something else. Here we have I want to tell you a story. This is, those that listen to this show on a regular basis or read Freedom's Phoenix know this is how we roll. We are looking to see how many minds can we free? Not enslave, free. Not control, free. Not regulate, not direct, not market, not, you know, free. Just free. Because free minds will choose, you know, what supports more free minds. That's, you know, it's a, you know, the non-initiation of force principle. You know, thou shalt not, you know, bonk me on the head. You know, and tell me they're doing me a favor. And that's what this, all with our previous guest, Hank Alberelli's book, The Great Mistake, you know, the CIA gone wild. All this is, you know, 50 years of we're going to try and change people into a battery, you know, to support the Matrix. We need to get at a fundamental base. And it's a great segue from that show to this hour, because we are trying to free. When do you start? You know, is it because they're doing it? The big bad guys, what are they trying to do? Here in Arizona, Janet Napolitano, when she was governor, very recently, now she's Homeland Security Director, one of the big, big, top of the heap. I'll sign, you know, pro-gun legislation. I will let you guys do all kinds. You can be free and everything, whatever. And let me tell you what I want in exchange for that. I want the three-year-olds' minds. I want to have government-funded preschool. I want to get, because dang it, kindergarten isn't doing it. Head Start's not doing enough. Kindergarten's not doing it. Six-year-olds in first grade's not doing it. We got to get them younger. Man, we cannot change the minds of the kids to support the state enough. So we're going to spend a bunch more money, and we're going to get them at 3 years old. We're going to have, you know, because we love you. We want moms to go out and work. You know, make more money for the government. And we'll take care of the kids. Don't worry about it. You know, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the freaking world, man. And who wants to do it? The head of Homeland Security created it here in Arizona IA. thank you. So now we're in, what's the battle against that? How do we, you know, then of course you create a lot of problems. I mean, you know, this is, you know, kids get messed up. Now, so what do we do? Well, I met a gentleman, James, in Austin. And it was, he had a program that he was working with the Libertarian Party in Louisiana. And it was and at the top of the page, it's like, you know, Libertarian Party, Louisiana Unity Program, blah, 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 going in. And I'm scanning, whatever, apprenticeships. And I go, apprenticeships? Now, you heard us talk about this on the show. You know, apprenticeships. Hey, you mean we can actually go teach somebody to do a real job? They can work? You know, it's like Paul Revere became a silversmith because they let him. You know, heck, and oh my goodness, they might even pay you. Is that even legal? Apprenticeships, you know, rarely they charge you. So this is where we're going. We got to free the minds. We got to save the children. I mean, really, without the government. When we come back, we're going to talk to James all about it and unity. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Declare your independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and another declare your independence kind of guy, James LeBlanc from Unity. Now, Unity is, you know, the headline's right here, a motivational, educational, morals, and value project that helps communities, parents, teachers, and the kids, okay? Now, this is what I want to focus on. Now, there, and is it, you know, educational with by who? You know, Unity against what? You know, join the fight to accomplish what? You got to tell us all about it, James.
Absolutely. We're focused on apprenticeship programs being activated all across the world. We believe that the traditional educational systems are failing our students tremendously. And it's up to each community to take ownership and partner together in every capacity to put together programs that are going to teach our kids and not rely on traditional educational systems.
Well, traditional, define that.
Traditional is when a kid is born, they enroll in a normal school, and they're dependent upon the school system, the state-funded, federally funded school system, to be able to educate them, and they're limited to what's going on within the traditional model. What's taking place all across the country, we've been studying for 10 years, crime, substance abuse, and kids dropping out of school, ending up without jobs, and ended up being a hindrance to their community as a result of just being limited to the traditional educational system. So we've actually gone out to communities throughout the United States and discovered that there's businesses out there that actually need employees, that actually will provide additional training without going through the traditional educational system and provide a bridge so that the community can organize themselves to put in non-traditional educational systems. Apprenticeship, for example, years and years ago, when a person got ready to become a blacksmith, they didn't go to school. They actually went to a person that was a blacksmith. And what they would do is they'd actually work with that blacksmith until they became very good. Then they'd pack up little tools, they'd travel to their own territory, and they would then become a blacksmith in a certain town. And then they would actually have an occupation and be able to provide for their families because they had a trade. So we took a look at what existed, and we took a look at what could exist. And then we went into the communities throughout the United States, and we went to organizations that were connected to the people that weren't part of the traditional model, organizations that really was just helping people, and said, let us share with you our results, our findings. And we said, would you consider partnering with us? We're uniting everyone on the community. We don't care about what you don't like about each other. We can only focus on what you care about that's going to help our youth. And we got every part of the sectors involved, the nonprofit sector. We got the schools that were charter schools are homeschooling. For example, we're partners with an organization that's called the National Home Educators Resource Association that is actually plugged into assisting parents to teach their kids better how to get educated. So they're doing some homeschooling, lots of them. They're on the board of advisors to the Unity Project. So we're getting consultation for people doing this. There's a woman by the name of Joyce Burgess, and she's graduating students from her program at age 14 that's now going off to get apprenticeship jobs, and then they actually, a lot of these students are graduating and going off to college. We have individuals that have been involved in the prison ministry for quite some time. We have a gentleman that's the executive director of the Unity Project, Ashante Witherspoon, and they can actually go ahead and just Google his name and go to AshanteWitherspoon.com, and they'll see all of these accomplishments. He's all over the world, been featured in documentaries, mentoring and teaching and coaching people from every aspect of society. Just so happened that he was someone that got in trouble when he was a kid, went through some challenges, served some time in prison, and transformed his life so much that they took him out of prison and started having him teach people all over the world about how to change and transform their lives. And now we've recruited people that are accomplished from all over the world in their own right to actually connect the dots so that society can come to understand that this is how we're going to save our kids. We need to take the people that know what they're doing, that is in service to the world, that really care about making a difference, and put them all together. And then we're just going to go on tour and start showing communities how to activate themselves and take ownership and not depend so much on state and federal funding. If an organization is just waiting for a grant to show up, the chances are, if the money doesn't come through, they're not going to be in service to the community. This is an organization that does not care about grants or what the federal or state government can do. We're just a group of volunteers, a group of dedicated business people that really have a heart. Give you an example. We have a gentleman in Baker, Louisiana, who I met on the corner. He was out there doing a revival talking about saving the community right here in Baker, Louisiana. And so I walked up to him, and it was a dynamic deal. They were reaching out to the community, had a lot of great things going on. And he said, you know, I care about the community. He said, we're going to just stay out here in the community and do everything we need to do in the community. Just so happened he was the owner of a church, and he had a congregation that just did nothing but service the community. On the opposite side of the town, there was the YWCA that was doing their thing. So when I met Pastor Larry Alexander, I said, well, how deeply do you care about the community? He said, I care about the community enough that I've been doing this before I met you, and I'm going to continue to do it. And I said, wherever you go, we're going to go. Little did we realize that he had a facility that would become the housing compound for the Unity Project. And so what took place is now we have a campus that's strategically dedicated. He donated the campus to the Unity Project so that we could facilitate these programs all over the world. So we have people that are coming from nonprofit organizations. We have people coming from the faith-based sector, non-denominational, that are involved in prison ministry. We got people that are showing up that's just doing normal programs on the streets. We have people that's feeding the homeless. Just people coming from all over the world partnering in to make sure that not on our watch are we going to just sit back, depend on state and federal funding, and base a program based off of the government giving us money. We're doing it no matter what. I was at a seminar last week. A guy said, well, how are you going to fund all of this motivation, education, these programs? And I looked at him and said, we're doing it, and we don't care if we get the money or not.
I'm with you, brother. This is the one thing. James and I had met Saturday night at the Libertarian Leadership Conference in Austin, Texas. He was a guest of the Louisiana State Party. And I'm looking at the sheet that he had, the information on the thing. Okay, tell me about the apprenticeship. Tell me about this. Tell me about that. Now, of course, you're at a Libertarian function that has the Libertarian National Committee there. You got all the whippies, the state chairs, and so on. So, of course, you're kind of pushing the part of your willingness to work with Libertarian parties. My whole thing is, I don't care. You know, I like libertarian philosophy. I like the libertarian method. I like non-initiation of force. Well, let's not use, count on the government. Let's say, that is what I like. So I go, look, I tell you what we'll do. You have no idea what you step into when you're dealing with the Lovevolution activists out of Freedom's Phoenix and Phoenix, Arizona. We have, as any other major city, and certainly with the housing crash and the economy the way it is and everything, there's plenty of opportunities and motivation from people here in Phoenix, Arizona, looking for these kinds of answers to real problems. So I go, all right, you come to Phoenix. This is what we'll do. We'll start off, we'll talk on the radio a little bit, we'll introduce it, we'll, get it going on there. I'll put up on the link, I'm building it right now, putting up the information for the show today. You'll have access to that. We'll go ahead and, encourage you to go ahead and start talking to businesses here, start talking about different things. We have extra space here, the landlord, we can talk to him about, get you some cheap access to just a place to put a phone or something, or you may have, with business contacts, you get something else going on. We have contacts with the Arizona School Choice Trust, which is a private tuition program for poor children. We have my children took advantage of in the 90s. We have all kinds of business contacts and political, and they know we are hardcore, no compromise, keep the government out of my freaking face. So Does that dovetail into it? Heck yeah. And it's not my debt billboard campaign that we do, sign production we have here, printing, and this is, and totally not, it's not a campaign for politics. It's not a campaign that has to have some kind of government number and filing reports and all this other crap. I want to see results. And if these guys can produce results, we are so on your team. So what they are doing right now is starting to set the groundwork, making the contacts, and seeing about coming in. When they set this up, when they are ready to launch this, when they need our participation, when they want to have all these different groups start to come together and announce we're going to have a, you're going to get all speechified, that is when we turn on the promotion. That is when we guarantee that it will not be a secret, because the bad guys want it to be a secret. They do not want people to have the knowledge that there's somebody out there advocating for freedom without the government.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, James LeBanc from Louisiana, out there saving the children. Let's go save the children, save the children. You know how you save the children? You don't let Uncle Sam join the party, I can tell you that, because what's their main goal? Hey, you know, I'm getting an echo. There we go. One thing that I want to make sure that we understand is that there is an enormous amount of support. There is an enormous amount of money. There is an enormous amount of time and effort that's being put into just freedom. They love it, but it's always this Fox freedom, you know, this FAUX or FOX, same thing. You know, this Fox freedom. It's just this, you know, well, we want you to be free to be able to choose our method of, you know, doing stuff. How about, you know, can I not? Can I just be free to choose what kind of education I have? I mean, I tell you where apprenticeships went away. It was the unions. You know, unions like, oh, heck no. Of course a 13-year-old could pull a lever and turn a dial and shove the thing better than the 56-year-old guy on the line and everything. We got to have a law, you know, to stop that. You know, is this freedom? I go, be better. Be smarter. Take the money you did and go on and provide for your health. You know, stop having the government take everything from you. You can provide for your own retirement and retire at 43. I mean, this is just, and the demographics have changed because now we live longer. And then we're counting on the government to take care of us. I tell you, within a year or so, you know, the senior citizens, now they're going to find out just how much their government loves them. None. You know, so we have to go back to this. I tell you what, we're going to, whether we like it or not. And we need to start having structures and just a philosophy, a mindset. That's what I talked about in the first hour, the CIA guy. They have to brainwash us into believing that, you know, not freedom is a good idea. You know, how are they doing? Let's go ahead and take a caller. Dan in Texas on point here. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, there's a problem at I go to the DAV meeting, the American Veterans. They give a lot of money to scholarships for kids. And over the years, I found that kids are getting college degrees, bachelor of science degrees. My son graduated magna cum laude, and they found that the degree didn't worth anything. I mean, they're not a chemist. They're not into to get a teacher certificate. They get a college degree, and so what they're doing now is they got a guy at the DAV that – this Hill American Veterans Group here in Houston, he goes to the college and talks to counselors to make sure they're not giving this kid a degree that's a useless degree. That's how bad the education system is. That's how phony it is here. They just, the counselor just had, the kid goes and talks to the career counselor, and the counselor doesn't give a hoot about the kid. He just, you know, the degree they get, 4-year college degree, is meaningless.
You know, that's
been going on for years here in Houston, the University of Houston.
Now, thanks for the comment, Dan. It's a good call. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and go to James and address that. You know, you got a lot of people coming. I remember, here's a good statistic, you know, for us to launch on this. There was, in previous years, you have about, you know, 10 to 20% of college graduates, you know, by the end of that summer, they didn't have a job. I mean, you know, they're kind of, you got 10, 20%, they're going, yeah, man, this kind of sucks. I got, you know, but usually they're, you know, they got a degree, but, you know, they didn't do that well. Then you have now in this last year, it was over 51% of the college graduates got their nice little sheepskin sitting there and no job. So I, you know, apprenticeships have that to worry about. James?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ernie? James off speaker.
Ernie, I'm here.
Hey, man, get off the speakerphone, man. Let's pay attention. Come on, rock and roll.
Absolutely. You want to talk about apprenticeship programs?
Well, no, my point is that we have our caller from Texas is talking about how you got all these degrees, but, you know, they're of what value? A degree in what? You know, and even something that would be, you know, it's an engineering degree or it's a, you know, God forbid it be in something in finance, you know, who cares? You know, I can fill out the bankruptcy paperwork. I mean, where's the market for these guys? So, or is it real estate? You know, we can clean up your foreclosure mess. I mean, you know, where are these? Who's the guy? I need a bricklayer. You know, I need somebody that can, you know, grow food. I need a farmer. I need somebody that understands biotech. I need somebody that, you know, is talking about the future and technology. I need somebody on the line at Motorola, on the line at Intel, on
Absolutely.
The line there learning something. None of this crap that what by the time you even get the equipment to teach somebody, it's already four generations old.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the things, Ernie, if I may, when we were studying, we continued to see college graduates graduating from college, but going through a process of having to pay all these expensive loans back and not getting the right job even connected to their field. You have rocket scientists teaching high school. And so what was taking place is we had to figure this thing out. We had to assess where the problem started. The problem continued to happen in traditional education. Most of your inventors, companies like Microsoft, these are people dropped out of school. Multi-billionaire. Jeff Bezos owns Amazon, had an idea, drove across country, got in touch with some publishers, and just came up with an idea, said he's going to sell books to the world. Multi-billion-dollar companies just with people that just got creative. So our creative concept now is we're going to unite the community. Go figure. We're just going to take everybody in the community, walk out and say, what do you care about? Who wants to save kids? Well, good. Everybody line up. We don't care about your differences. Quit complaining to each other. We're going to save some kids, and we're going to start putting together these apprenticeship programs. What type of company do you own? Are you unemployed? Let's get in touch with this person. Let's line up people. We tell the people when they first come in for an application, are you ready to change your life and get a real career going? Well, that means that you have to go into service. I'm going to hook you up with somebody. They have a great company. Let's go ahead and get you trained.
Okay, when we come back, now I want James to start giving us some examples of what they've already done and some examples of how they would approach Phoenix. They're coming in. They're going to invade. I want them on record. I want to know exactly what they're going to do for us.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Your smile speaks books to me. I break up with each and every one of your looks. Honey, you're starting something deep inside of me. Honey, you're sparking something this far from me. I'm out of control. I want to rush headlong into this ecstasy. If I could only reach you, if I could make you smile.
Yeah, let's reach the youngins' minds here and declare your independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, James LeBlanc from Unity. You know, what we want to do is, you know, we make them smile. You know how we make a smiling child? They feel value. They learn something. Oh, my goodness, they might even make some money. You know, what's up with that? You know, so this is, you know, there has, oh, we can go on and on and on. I can go hours and hours about this. Bottom line, let's go ahead and fix it. That's how we fix it. We're going to fix it. We're going to fix it by doing what, James? What are we going to do to fix it?
We're going to come to Phoenix, and we're going to get Phoenix excited about coming together, putting together some apprenticeship programs, getting these corporations, small business owners all to collect themselves and start training people. We're going to retool Phoenix, and we're not going to depend on state and federal funding. As everybody is trying to figure this thing out, what we figured out, the most important thing that a community could do is come together to start mentoring their kids. When you mentor the kids, they do this stuff in China. Everybody buys cell phones. They do all these different things. At 8 years old, they start teaching them. They start teaching them a trade. By the time they're 16, they're inventing our cell phones. So if we're doing this and we're buying those products, why can't we just go into our own community and start doing the technology stuff in our own community? So the big companies that really control the internet technology are all in the United States. And so what we've done is we've taken 10 years and studied technology. And we've invented stuff to come back and train people to become part of a movement. For example, what's taking place across the United States right now is we're partnering with organizations that really are involved in community-based projects, and we're moving into the community to start teaching programming and apprenticeship programs, even if it's bricklaying or even if it's painting. That's good. Construction, all those things are needed. But the future market is in technology. That's where the future market is. And so we're going to go into the community, take the kids that are struggling, and start teaching them maybe about programming stuff like video games. We teach these courses now where we actually go to schools and we get them involved in video photography, where how to shoot a movie. The movie business is a multi-billion-dollar industry. I think that we can take some of those budgets and convert them into apprenticeship programs and start teaching our kids. The radio industry, as we're broadcasting on the air now, we're reaching thousands of people all across the country. Well, why not put a kid in the studio as an apprentice and start teaching them how to run a radio station? Why not taking the kids and actually get them involved in learning how to be an on-the-air personality, putting them in communication classes? Why not going into the local Walmart and start showing kids about automation, on how to set up store aisles or different things along those lines, apprenticeship programs in the event that they can open their own store? Not to necessarily go to work in the conventional business, but to open business models that are going to empower the community to take care of itself. What Unity has become really good at is organizing the community, putting the programs together, and having the community take ownership of it. We don't want this to be about us. We want it to be about what's taking place in Phoenix. What's Phoenix into? What can Phoenix do to save our kids today? What can Phoenix do to save the single mothers or our parents that's struggling, that's unemployed right now? And we're going to bring our technology, we're going to bring our resources, we're going to bring our manpower in, and we're going to need to partner with Phoenix to come together to create a Unity project that's owned by the city of Phoenix, that's owned by that community. That's the vision. That's the goal. That's the commitment.
How do we do this? The first thing you do, you're going, you know, I mean, we come, we're rising up. We're rising up against what? I mean, you know, the man, this, whatever. We're gonna do this. So what's the first thing you start doing? You're starting to make phone calls. You're starting to get, you got to do something.
Absolutely. The very first step is we're going into the community. We need to meet with business owners. We need to work with the people that already have things in place. And we're going to go through and take a look at what type of jobs do they offer? What's the occupation about? Then we're going to go into the community, and we're going to start organizing like a grassroots community-based meeting, like a town hall meeting, except we're not complaining. We're going to get all the people to come in, and they're going to go through and get – some people are going to be there because they have specialized skill. We're going to get those people that are doctors or lawyers or people that are nurses and – anybody in professions, and then we're going to take the kids and we're going to turn this community into a mentorship program that allows these professionals to come in and take ownership to start training other people in different jobs. People that own construction companies, we want to meet with them. People that own businesses, radio stations, news channels, whatever it is that's out there, we want to just partner with every industry. The nonprofit sector, we're going to partner with them. We're going to find all of the different nonprofit organizations out there that actually are...
Now, what's the timeline that we're looking at? Now, we're waiting on you now.
In 2 weeks, we're coming into your city.
2 weeks. Yeah, stay in touch with us. You know, let us know what's going on, because I'm telling you, you know, we want to help. I'll do what I can, but I tell you what, it's your project. You know, I mean, we'll do what we... I'm busy. I got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of resources, got everything. We're going to rock and roll. We'll promote you. We'll make sure people get in touch. I mean, you're doing the work, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that everybody knows you're there ready to do the work.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's, rock and roll. Now, talk about some of the, how long have you done this? What are some of your past successes? Where are you already doing this?
Okay, 10 years we've been doing the research. And we've done a multitude of things. The first thing is organizing communities. In Baker, Louisiana, it took us about 6 months of just running through the community with everyone. We went into the nonprofit sector, found everyone that was really doing something in the community, and we just started expressing to them the need to provide facilities that would allow us to just start mentoring the kids and not have to worry about the schools letting us in and whether or not the schools would let us run a program. And then that's where Larry Alexander, that has a whole entire campus, showed up and said, okay, you can use this facility. Then we went to the mayor of the community and said, we want after-school tutorial programs and apprenticeship programs, and he signed up. Then we went over to the schools and said, you got some kids that's dropping out of school. We want all of those kids. Then we went over to the believe it or not, okay, the believe it or not, we actually had to go to the people that prevent us from putting these programs together and say, we're doing a documentary. What side of the documentary you want to be on? And so, and they showed up. So the whole entire community came together and said, okay, you're going to fight crime, you're going to fight substance abuse, and you're going to do the apprenticeship program. Where you're going to do it, how you're going to do it. We got volunteers signing up, different mentors. The other day we were training the Kiwanis Club. We trained 25 members of the Kiwanis Club. We went into an outreach ministry. We trained all of them. We went into the local church over at Redemption Life Church, trained all of them. We went over to the organizations like the police department and fire department, started training them. And now we have a whole little army of people that's just ready to go ahead and start getting it done. On March 20th in Baker, Louisiana, what we're going to be doing is we have a march going on. We're marching all over the community screaming, okay, we're going to fight crime, substance abuse, and make sure we put these apprenticeship programs in place ourselves. We're not waiting for a budget. We're not waiting for a grant. Okay, up to this point, we have over 100 people that already signed up that's just ready to get involved. That's what it takes. We're going to just go all around the community and let people know this is the campus, this is what we're doing, this is how it's done. Now, on the other side of town, this is what we did in the center of Baton Rouge. We went into the YWCA. They already have all these organizations that they're partnered with and getting things done. We said, look, we want to install our program into your organization to go ahead and make a difference. They said, well, what do? We create mentors, and we actually go through and put apprenticeship programs. And they said, okay, we're in. They gave us a facility there at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center. They gave us a facility there to actually just go ahead and install the Unity Project there. So we're reaching every nationality, every denomination, every organization, every government institution. It doesn't matter. There's people that work at government institutions that's fed up with the nonsense that's going on. Enough is enough. It's just time for us to just revolutionize, get together, partner with organizations like FreedomPhoenix.com, and basically, and especially Mr. Ernest Hancock, and people that actually have a voice to the people that could just give us a presence so we can unite them, and let's get together and let's just save these communities.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. In this process, has there been, and if there hasn't been, there will be, there is going to be resistance from, you know, I'll give you a perfect example. Just in the last few weeks, in the last month, here in Arizona, they go, oh, my goodness, we have to start a food tax in Phoenix, Arizona. Got to have a food tax. Uh-huh. Now, there's a prohibition against having the food tax here in our city charter saying, no, you can't do food tax. That'd be bad. So they go, oh, no, we got to do food tax. Got to change that prohibition. You know, and say, yes, we can. We're going to have food tax. Why? Because, well, we would have to, you know, fire 500 policemen. You know, as if, you know, one, that would be a bad thing. But I'm just going, you know, oh, it's always the police. Oh, and if it wasn't them, it'd be firemen. If it's something we got to sacrifice on, we can't do that. Well, then what would we have to do? Well, then we have to cut all these programs. So you go to these hearings for the city, and what do? Hundreds of people representing all of these little programs that have 100,000 here, have a million here. And all they are is just little voting blocks, and you keep getting these guys reelected. So they come in and they're going, let me tell you who's going to come against this. Going to say, oh, heck no. We don't want to have these guys. They don't have the right form filled out. They don't have the right permit. They don't have the right whatever. You know, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, with our, they're stepping on our toes. We get a million, and then you might, you know, of course, we'll be bringing it up. We're going, yeah, this is great. Do this over here. I guess you won't need that $1.5 million over to Fred over there sitting on his butt. I mean, so have you had resistance to these kind of things?
I already went through it.
Well, tell me how that works out.
This is what happened. We went in and we said we want to mentor the problematic students at the school. We went in, the principal let us in. We started mentoring kids and motivating them and doing rallies. And then came the school board. School board shows up. We go to before the school board. School board says, who authorized you to actually go through and start running these mentorship programs? And I said, well, we have a letter from you guys said that we can go over and run seminars for the school. You gave it to us. It wasn't until we actually showed up to do it and they realized that we were motivating someone. Go figure.
Wow.
We'd be independent and free that they basically raised up and said, hold it. That's not one of our programs. That's a program that we didn't invent, we didn't create. And so I said, interesting.
And well, I mean,
what's the process of being able to fill out your paperwork? Well, you got to go to a meeting to go to a meeting to go to a meeting to go to another meeting and another meeting.
So we avoid the paperwork. You don't go to the public schools. You don't use government agencies. You don't. You see my point?
Absolutely.
So I'm just like, you know, I man, if there's a government form involved, I don't want to play.
And this is what happened, Ernie. I said, tell you what, this is what we'll do. We will inform the community about your decisions. Our partners is the community. That's and so just last week, we just decided that we were just going to go ahead and launch a newsletter to keep the community connected to what we're doing.
Wow.
The community basically is now partnering and making sure that regardless of whatever they decide, that they align themselves with what's good for the community. Because remember, the community owns it. We don't own it. We just invented the platform to be able to unite the community, and we're not into dictating to the community because we'd just be another organization trying to manipulate and influence. We want to inspire people to be free, to actually be able to train, retool, coach, motivate, mentor, and just really, really just come together in a way in which it's going to be dynamic for the community. I can tell you that we found a lot of success in the nonprofit sector. A lot of local churches lined up, and they decided that they wanted to go for it. We didn't really experience any resistance there. It even got to the point to where different people that all had differences with each other all set down their differences because they didn't want to be part of the problem. They just refused to be part of the problem. People are fed up with excuses. They're fed up with, you know, all of this bureaucracy and paperwork. Even the kids are fed up.
I tell you where the problem is.
What do you want to do? I want to get promoted, and I don't want to have to go through these classes that don't make sense.
Wait, I tell you what the...
About the future, just like I'm thinking about my future. I have a daughter. She thinks about her future. Everybody wants to just see a way in which they could become successful.
You know, this is what is going to happen, James. There's going to be a window of opportunity. You do all your regular preparation. You get ready. You're all pumped up. You're going to have... you know, hitting the ground here, ready to go, and we'll come. And it'll start, you know, slow, I'm sure. You know, there'll be, you need to get the groundwork going, get some people involved. And when you're ready, you know, however long that takes, when you're ready, you know, to do the big press launch, yeah, we're going to do, we got this apprenticeship program, we're starting, here it comes. You know, that's when we come in. That's when we promote this. And I'll tell you what'll happen. There will be resistance. There will be exactly what you've experienced before. And if you make yourself susceptible to their criticism by being in one of their buildings, if you know, part, you know, competing with one of their projects, if you're inside, you're waiting on them for a piece of paper, you ain't going to get it, okay?
Absolutely.
So I'm no, heck no. Now, we are going to totally bypass this and show just how little we need their part. In fact, their participation would be detrimental to the very thing that we're trying to do. And you do this, and I'm telling you, there will be resistance. They are not going to like this. So
okay,
one more reason I want to do it.
10 years, I don't think we're going to quit today.
Cool. kill, 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 kill. All right, when we come back here on Declare Your Independence, me, Ernest Hancock, James LeBlanc, we're going to go ahead and go into, you know, some of the contact information, places you can go, get the information if you want to participate, and how you can watch and track what we're going to do right here in Phoenix as inspiration to the planet.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
What's that solution? That freedom's the answer. What's the freaking question? And we're going to have an opportunity to demonstrate that and educate an entire generation of children that need it the most right here in Phoenix as an inspiration to the planet. It is no smaller a project than that. You know, I don't get involved in these projects that's big. Big. If it's not planetary, I'm going to, solar system. The soul system, I'm going to cure it. You know, the Milky Way, done, right here. Earth right here, so I got it going on. Why? Because we can. You know what? You know what the whole entire world is? It's whatever's in the mind of a child. There is no limitation. There is their whole view of everything that is available is whatever you put into it. Or do you allow them to put into it? And the government knows that. That is why they want to get hold of these kids here in Arizona as young as 3 years old. Are you freaking kidding me? So, what do we do? I have a family restaurant, man. You know, my daughter, her whole sixth grade, she did that because the other kids went on the, Phoenix Christian Junior Senior High, and I didn't want to, leave her in the charter school where she had all by herself without, one of my kids being able to tell tattletale on her. So I go, you know what? You're learning how to run a restaurant. You're doing inventory. You're doing scheduling. You're doing hiring. You're doing fire. You're filling out the paperwork. You're doing scheduling. You're doing everything. In the morning, she get an hour or two to tutoring from a friend of mine. He'd bring her in. She'd work till 2 days a week. She went and worked at the animal hospital because every little girl wants to be a veterinarian, So that happened until she found out that she didn't want to. So what happens is this what was the best experience for her? What was in her entire education, everything? What was in that 1 year? And we need to provide this before they get brainwashed, before they are a lost cause, before they're in the prison system, before they're hopelessly addicted, before. And what is guaranteeing that that's going to happen? Government programs get them at 3 years old and teach them that, government good. So I tell you, James, waiting on you now. Okay.
We're excited. We're excited. We're ready for Phoenix, and I hope Phoenix is ready for us because we're ready to empower the community, ready to erupt a movement that's just going to excite everyone and teach them how to really, really take care of their own community, take ownership over everything in your community, be independent, be creative, be innovative, and just get together and save some kids.
I'm with you. All right. Well, that's what we're going to do. Go ahead and give out. I put it up on the archive. You go to the front page of freedomsphoenix.com for today's show for the morning, and I'll have the archives put up there here within a half hour or so. And I just learned that my daughter, she's okay, but she just totaled her car, so I got that to deal with. So it might be
the contact information real quick, Ernie.
Yeah, please. But give it to where it's easy accessible by a Google search or something like that. Not a long, drawn out, whatever.
Okay,
but
no problem. I'm gonna make it simple for them. If they go to Facebook and they sign in, they can just go ahead and link into Safer Communities. They can go to Facebook and sign in, link into Safer Communities. We are the Safer Communities Project.
Safer Communities. Go ahead, get LinkedIn. If you got a Facebook account, you can take a look at that. Thanks for coming on, James. And I want to make sure that people know that this is how these projects start. This is how we get involved. It's someone that has an idea. They have the passion. They have the resource. They want to. They're not waiting on. I get all these people go, you know what you should do? Let me tell you what you should do. You know what? I say you're in charge of the you should. Here's your business card. You can be the head of the you should. But they go, no, we're not. You should. We're doing it. You're doing it. I want to help. Thanks for coming on, James. We'll be with you tomorrow here on Declare Your Independence.